Destiny War, Chapter 8. There was nowhere to run. There was nowhere to hide. A tidal wave of energized protodermis was headed right for Toa Helrix and Kitungo. When it struck them, it would do one of two things: transform them forever into who knew what, or destroy them both. Desperate, Helrix reached out with her elemental power. Despite many thousands of years of honing her control over water to perfection, it did no good. Energized protodermis, though in liquid form, was not water, and was immune to her abilities. Doom was coming in a great silver wave. Kitungo growled. Helrix glanced at him to see that his attention was directed behind them. Specifically, he was looking at a hole in space that had just opened. Thoughts raced through Helrix's mind. Had Butaka come to save them? Where did this portal lead? But there wasn't time for answers, only escape. Grabbing Kitungo's wrist, she pulled him toward the hole. They dove in together with no idea of where they would emerge. At the same moment, a figure appeared in the portal. He stepped out into the chamber. If anyone had been present to see, they might have recognized him as the mad criminal Vazon, his face hidden behind a Kanohi Olmak, the mask of dimensional gates. And if they peered closely, they might have seen his eyes widen at the sight of a wall of energized protodermis coming right at him. "Uh-oh," he said. Chiraga Vakama walked slowly through the corridors of the Colosseum. It had been his workplace since his return to the city of Metronui. Now it was his home as well, along with that of all the other Chiraga. Much had changed in the city in recent days, not all of it good. Despite his confinement, he had been able to pick up snatches of information here and there. The fortunes of war had evidently turned against the Brotherhood of Makuta. Numerous Makuta-held islands had fallen, including, rumor had it, Destral itself. It was almost too much to hope for. Perhaps the Great Spirit would awaken to find his arch-enemies vanquished for good. He passed his chamber and headed down a flight of stairs to a secure room. Here were kept weapons, memorials to the Toa Mangai, and one very important Kanohi mask. Although Vakama knew that it was one of the safest spots in the city, he still checked on it every day. If the contents of that room were to fall into the wrong hands, he didn't even want to think about it. He was halfway down the stairs when he heard the crash. He raced down to find a half-dozen heavily armed Tomatorans scattered like leaves in a windstorm. The door to the chamber had crumpled with age, and stepping through it was a being Vakama had hoped never to see again. A little over 1,000 years ago, when he was still a Toa, Vakama had battled a being called Voparak. Surrounded by a field that aged anything it touched, Voparak seemed impossible to beat, and it took a Makuta to do it in the end. Voparak worked for the Dark Hunters and sought one thing in Metronui, the thing he now held in his great claw, the Kanohi Mask of Time. Vakama froze. He wanted to attack, to avenge his fallen friends, but he knew that no attack of his would stop this creature. Voparak knew it too. He looked at Vakama with something like contempt. Then he shrugged and turned his back on the Chiraga, walking away. Vakama followed. A few minutes later, he watched Voparak walk out of a hole in the side of the Colosseum. A four-armed warrior wielding a multi-bladed axe bellowed at the sight of the thief and charged. Voparak reached out and grabbed his attacker. In a matter of seconds, the warrior aged tens of thousands of years before collapsing on the ground. Voparak kept going, and there was nothing, Vakama knew, that could hope to stop him. Kalma moved warily through the main factory complex of Zia, flanked by Mantax and Alec. He did not want to be here. It would have been far more satisfying to be leading his new fleet against the Brotherhood of Makuta. But Prydak had contacted him and assured him that their old dream of overthrowing a great spirit might live again. Up ahead, sitting on a makeshift throne, was the Shadowed One, leader of the Dark Hunters. He eyed the three Baraki coldly. Perched on the rafters above was Darkness, who watched over the Shadowed One, though not out of any desire to guard him. No, Darkness waited for a sign of weakness in the leader, the cue to kill him so another could take his place. "Shadowed One, we bring you greetings from Prydak," said Kalma, "and congratulate you on your seizure of this island." The Shadowed One simply nodded, his gaze never leaving Kalma's hideous face. "It is Prydak's belief that the Baraki and the Dark Hunters would be well served by an alliance," Kalma continued. "After this chaos has ended, someone will need to pick up the pieces of this universe. We see an opportunity." "And what do you have to bargain with besides your fearsome reputations?" the Shadowed One said, mockery in his voice. Kalma simply smiled. "Information. We know that Makuta Teradak struck the Great Spirit Mata Nui down, and we know how. We also know that a prototype of the virus used to do it was hidden on this island, and we believe you have it." "I," said the Shattered One, "I am a humble administrator of Zia, a mere servant of the people, nothing more." Kalma laughed. "You are a lying, treacherous sack of doom, Viper Breath, but you are also very thorough. Oh, yes, we've heard all about you and your organization since our release from captivity. If that virus is on Zia, you have it." The Shattered One's expression darkened. A lesser being would have quaked with fear at the sight. The Baraki, though, were not lesser beings. "And if I do?" "You know where it is. We know how it can be used. And so, a bargain." The Shattered One considered. He could just kill these three, as he had agent, but if they really did know something about how the vials he found could be turned against the Great Spirit, well, that was knowledge worth gaining. He could always kill them later, after all. "On one condition," he said. "Prydak and I will meet on neutral ground, the land of Karzani. If I am satisfied with what he has to offer, then, perhaps, Darkhunter and Baraki will walk side by side into a new dawn." To be continued.